And he said, well, you know, Tony, he said, the truth is, I'm not afraid to die. And he said, everything he said is true. He said, you know, my life has been so rich. And he says, I feel like, you know, I've lived my purpose now. You know, I look around and I see my kids and I see what they're like as people, and I see what I've done, and I think maybe it's time for me to go now. And I said, listen, if you're deciding to do that because you really want to go, I said, then, you know, I love you. I mean, he said, you know, I'm going to cry, and I'm not going to try and keep you here, and neither is Beck because we love you. I said, but at the same time, don't leave because somebody tells you it's time to go. He said, well, I don't know. I said, well, when it's time to go, you'll know. And I said, and you can go consciously. You can decide when it's time. You don't have to wait till the pain is so intense you can't stand it. But at the same time, don't go any quicker than your meeting is done. And I think right now you're teaching your family a lot of new lessons. He said, yeah, that's probably true. And I said, so what do you want to do? How do you want to do things? I said, let's get your Fanny out of here. Let's get about. And we had this great conversation and talked about all kinds of things. I won't bore you with the details, but I let him know that he never have to worry about his daughter, and that she had become the kind of person he could always be proud of. And it was amazing because the next 3, 4, 5 days, he came to life. All of a sudden, there was a purpose in things again. All of a sudden, he was alive. He'd go out by the pool and tell stories and so forth. And he went over to the polo grounds and did all kinds of just really great things. And then I went away for a seminar, and I came back 2 days later, and it was like he was gone. He could barely even talk. He's having a difficult time holding himself up. We had to have round-the-clock care for him. Pretty soon, he wasn't able to carry on a conversation. He would start talking gibberish and start seeing things that were invisible and point to them. And we could tell the end was coming. And as the end started to come, there was more and more pain and tears. And we felt it all. And I also, at the same time, reminded ourselves that, hey, we're making this thing that it's lost because of our short-term thinking about this man and his body and his presence, but his life will live on beyond his physical presence here. And for him, what it probably means is freedom. Finally be free of the painful body he's been in for so many years. For him, it's a chance to be with his wife, Becky's mom, chance to be with other loved ones. There was another meaning that could give you joy at the same time you're feeling pain. And so we tried to focus on those. And then one night I got home, and all of a sudden I was called by the nurse, and she told me that Becky's dad had just passed away. And I had to share it with Beck. And we cried and we talked, and at the same time, she felt an incredible sense of peace for him. It's amazing how instantly how we felt could change just by changing what we focused on, from our loss to his gain, to the feeling of joy for him to be free. We couldn't control the event, but we could certainly direct our own minds by thinking beyond ourselves to something deeper, to a deeper meaning in life.